You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The much-awaited India-UK Free Trade Agreement is set to be signed by both countries by month-end here, with all outstanding issues having been resolved, an official source told FE. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will travel to India late October to sign the ambitious agreement that is expected to spur two-way trade in goods and services between the two economies, as well as increased capital flows in the form of foreign direct investment. The FTA talks between India and the UK started in early 2021. In the services sector, the UK demanded national treatment for its services businesses and greater freedom for its professionals to operate in India. This has been agreed to. Moving on, ahead of the Goods and Services Tax Council meeting on October 7, an officers' panel of the council has turned down industry proposals to reduce tax on tobacco products. According to sources, the industry had sought uniform additional compensation cess on cigarettes, compensation cess on BDs, additional compensation cess on smokeless tobacco products, and or lower compensation cess on cigarette sticks up to 70 mm. Suggesting the status quo, the Council's Fitment Committee has rejected the proposal. With respect to tobacco and tobacco products, while deciding the compensation cess rates, it was decided that in line with the weighted average VAT rate of 28.7%, the GST rate on cigarettes be kept at 28%. In another development, IndusInd Bank aims to acquire 10 million customers in 3 years through digital channels as it increases focus on digital banking. The private lender on Wednesday launched a financial super app, Indy, which will help it to acquire new customers. IndusInd Bank's client base stood at around 35 million at the end of June this year, with close to 2,606 branches and banking outlets and 2,878 ATMs spread across the country. The private lender has posted strong numbers in the first quarter. Its balance sheet stood at Rs 4,66,993 crore as on June 30, 2023, as against Rs 4,10,100 crore as on June 30, 2022, marking growth of 14%. Up next, Securities and Exchange Board of India has put together working groups in order to simplify regulations, ease and reduce the cost of compliance. These working groups will look into the requirements to enhance the ease of compliance and reduce cost, according to a press release shared by the capital markets regulator on Wednesday. SEBI has invited suggestions for specific regulations from public and regulated entities latest by November 6, 2023. Currently, 16 working groups under SEBI's standing advisory committees are reviewing the compliance requirements of various rules applicable to different regulated entities. These regulated entities include equity and debt-listed companies, mutual funds, among others. Meanwhile, the Central Board of Direct Taxes is likely to allow non-resident taxpayers to take tax benefits under the double taxation avoidance agreements without quoting the permanent account number as they file the relevant form electronically, a senior official told FE. This will ease the compliance burden to avail the treaty benefits for large sections of non-resident taxpayers, especially those who undertake one-off transactions, the official said. A notification for the same is likely to be issued in a few days. The Income Tax Act of 1961 allows non-resident taxpayers to claim tax benefits under tax treaties. But for doing so, they must submit a tax residency certificate and Form 10F to avail DTAA benefits. In other news, India's power generation in September rose by 8.75% on year, data from the National Power Portal showed. However, on a month-on-month basis, it fell 5%. In the first half of the current financial year, power generation rose 4.7% on year, the data showed. Of the total electricity generated last month, share of thermal power remained the highest at 1,8,697.62 GWh, followed by hydropower at 16,359.80 GWh, and nuclear power that helped in generation of 4,504.79 GWh electricity. Thermal power generation was down by 1.2% on month, whereas nuclear power generation rose by 3% from August. Hydropower output fell significantly by 25% on month. Hydropower plants depend on rainfall during the monsoon season that replenishes rivers and reservoirs. Lastly, investments by foreign institutional investors took a dent in September with a net $2.3 billion being withdrawn during the month. This was the first month of net outflows after February and the most since the $3.66 billion sell-off in January. Experts in recent days have attributed the sell-off to the market being overheated. However, one of the key factors for this pullout has been the spike in the US 10-year yield, which are at their highest in almost 2 years. It has been on the rise consistently since the US Federal Reserve started increasing policy rates last year. It has almost doubled from 1.63% in January 2022 to 4.7% at present, a 16-year high. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.